This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for July 2014. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene,
several 2-meter channels in the UK being used for the Commonwealth Games. Australian launched ham radio balloon reaches South America.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, tonight in Auckland. Presidential news leads tonight's broadcast. Here is NZART Vice President Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, Jim. Tonight I'm standing in for Vaughan, ZL1VH, who is in Saudi Arabia on business. First, Barry Stewart, ZL2RR, after 24 years of excellent service, has retired from the position of QSL Bureau Manager. I am sure many of you have received or sent cards that Barry has efficiently handled. Thank you, Barry, for your hard work, and thanks to Ivan Horn, ZL2ATU, who has stepped up to take over from Barry. Ivan also resides in Whanganui, which means the Bureau can remain in the River City. Jamboree on the Air, JOTA, is coming up on the 18th and 19th of October. Now is the time to be proactive and contact your local guiding and scouting leaders to support this special event. Vaughan and our business manager, Debbie Morgan, are in the final stages of clarifying the details of extended third-party insurance cover for NZART branches. This will allow branches using clubrooms belonging to other organisations to have damage cover. As announced at the annual general meeting in Blenheim, there will be a fee for those branches that wish to take advantage of this insurance offer, and final details will be announced soon. Don Wallace, our administration liaison officer, attended the Asia Pacific Telecommunity meeting in Brisbane in early July. This was a preparatory group meeting of the Region 3 countries leading up to the World Radio Conference in 2015. The purpose of the meeting was to see if a common position can be found on the agenda items for WRC 2015. Don has prepared a report on the meeting for the next edition of Break-In. Don's report will have all the details, but work is progressing on an allocation of spectrum in the 5 MHz band, an improvement over the two-spot frequency we currently share with other services. The other aim of this preparatory meeting is the ongoing protection of amateur radio spectrum. Don has been able to keep the cost of this meeting to NZART well under what we had budgeted. Thank you, Don. The Keeper of Amateur Milestones position has become vacant. If you're able to help with this position, please contact Vaughan or your local councillor. Well, that's all from me tonight, and I'll be back to Vaughan next month. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Stuart. The Vice President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. A reminder, the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club are holding their market day on Saturday the 9th of August at the Waikato Table Tennis Stadium, Edgecombe Street in Hamilton. Doors open for vendors from 8 a.m. and for buyers from 10 a.m. Table space is available at $20 per metre prepaid or $25 per metre on the day. All inquiries should be made to Market Day, Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, PO Box 606, Hamilton 3240, or email harcmday@nzart.org.nz. That's harcmday@nzart.org.nz. That's the Hamilton Amateur Radio Club Market Day on Saturday, the 9th of August. To news from NZART headquarters, and it's Dropper Hut we go, and say a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Hi Jim, and good evening everyone. Within the next couple of weeks, all members will receive their July-August issue of Break-In. Included in this issue will be your 2015 annual subscription invoice, which, if paid by the end of November, entitles you to a $10 rebate. Please remember to check you have received it. You may wish to donate this rebate to help the association in sending a representative to the World Radio Conference in Geneva next year. On the topic of public liability insurance, which Stuart may have advised you of, I have only received notification from 14 branches that they wish to be included in the cover that NZART has negotiated with our insurers for branch meeting rooms. This is not to be confused with the existing public liability cover for branch repeaters and beacons. This is an additional cover where branch club rooms are leased for the purpose of meetings and only covers NZART members. The more branches who are named on the policy, the less the cost will be to each branch. So please let me know your branch name, physical address, and contact person so you are covered. Well, that's about all from me this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. A reminder tonight from Bob Macquarie, ZL3TY, of Westfest 2014. Westfest will be held on the weekend of the 6th and 7th of September. The venue will be the Murchison Bowling Club in Waller Street, Murchison. Bob advises that they do need guest speakers, and if you have a project of interest to your fellow hams, he'd certainly like to hear from you. If you can contribute, please contact Bob, ZL3TY, by email, zl3ty@nzart.org.nz. For those who haven't been to Westfest, it's an informal weekend with plenty of discussion of radio and ample time to socialise. Hope to see you there. That's Westfest 2014 in Murchison on the 6th and the 7th of September. Now for a look at international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
The Radio Society of Great Britain says that 4 25 kHz bandwidth channels in the 2-meter band between 144 and 144.1 MHz are being used at the Commonwealth Games that began on July 22nd and will conclude on August 4th. This following negotiations between the United Kingdom's National Amateur Radio Society and Telecommunications Ofcom. Usage of this spectrum by the Commonwealth Games will be limited to the vicinity of Glasgow, Scotland Games venues and will be limited to handheld equipment operating on a maximum of 5 watts of effective radiated power. Ofcom emphasizes that use of primary amateur spectrum is only for the specified time period and does not constitute a long-term change of usage. In making the announcement, Ofcom said that it was aware of the very short notice of the United Kingdom's ham radio community. Therefore, the authorization for use of this spectrum is on a non-interference, non-protection basis. That said, hams in the Glasgow area are requested to avoid these frequencies until the 4th of August. A small Australian high-altitude floater balloon signing the call VK3YT/8 reached South America and is now believed headed further east. Amateur Radio Newsline Stephen Kinford, NAWB, reports.
The Pico balloon was the idea of Andy Nagayan, VK3YT. Along with his support team, VK3YT launched the tiny balloon carrying amateur radio tracking gear from Central Victoria State in Australia on Sunday, July 13th. The balloon traveled eastward across the Pacific Ocean, eventually reaching the South American coastline. It did not land, but continued its trek east. According to its last copied APRS data, it appeared to be at an altitude of about 29,000 feet and some 50 miles north of Brasilia. The belief is that the floater balloon left the Brazilian coastline on the morning of July 22nd and is continuing to fly eastward. Where it will finally come to rest is at this time unknown, but some low-altitude floater balloons have been shown to have an almost unlimited range. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB reporting.
Floater balloons are usually those silverized party balloons that hams equip with micropower APRS beacons that are either battery or solar-powered. Those interested in this project can get the latest information by putting the call VK3YT/8 into the APRS.fi tracking website. Schools across the nation are set to receive billions in federal dollars to bring Wi-Fi to more classrooms. This as the Federal Communications Commission on Friday, July 11th, approved a new plan that will spend $2 billion over a 2-year period to bring increased wireless internet capabilities to schools. AMSAT has announced the launch opportunity for the Fox 1C CubeSat in the third quarter of 2015. To accomplish this, AMSAT has teamed with Spaceflight Incorporated for integration and launch into a sun-synchronous orbit using Spaceflight's Sherpa launch and deployment system. Fox 1C will carry an FM repeater system for use by radio hams and gain reports from listeners worldwide. Further details on the satellite and launch will be made available as soon as more information is released. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Hal Rogers, K8CMD, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2014. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Now it's Tawaro News with an update. Here's Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thank you, Jim, and hello, everyone. The Hamilton Market Day is on Saturday the 9th of August, and as usual, whales will get together for morning tea. All ladies are welcome to come along and join us. They do not have to be WARO members to attend. The Australian Whale Group's 34th Alara Phone and CW Contest is being held on Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 31st of August from 0400 hours to 1359 UTC on both days. The contest is on HF, 2 metres and on Echolink and is open for all licensed operators. Full details can be found in the latest Alara magazine or on the website, which is www.alara.org.au/contests. A number of WARO members are also Alara members, and we hope they will get on the air and have some contacts during this contest. WARO is still looking for a member to volunteer their services as contest manager for our annual Thelma Super Memorial Contest. Without a manager, we cannot have a contest. So contact any executive member for details. YL Activity Week is coming around again from Sunday the September the 21st to the 27th and from 8 to 9pm each night. I'll have more details in next month's broadcast. I hope you've all checked out the WARO website by now, and we'll keep doing so regularly. Our heartfelt thanks go to Alan ZL1AMW for his continued work on the page for us. From our treasurer comes a reminder that subs need to be paid before 31st of August to get the discount. A form to send with your remittance is part of the latest WARO bulletin. Sponsorship Secretary Celia, ZL1ALK, has two VKYLs who would like to be sponsored into WARO. Celia's address for contact is in the latest bulletin. Finally, I have to tell you that long-serving WARO member Melva, ZL4IO, became a silent key recently. Condolences have been sent to her OM, Ted, ZL2AOI. That's all from WARO for July, Jim. Good night, everyone.
And thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Concluding tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Just three items tonight, and we start from the Wellington Amateur Radio Club, which has its next meeting on Wednesday, August the 20th. The meeting will be at the Newlands Marae to do a show and tell about amateur radio for the Marae management. Some transport will be available from the Lutheran Church Hall, departing from 6:30pm for a 7 o'clock start at the Marae. Now, if you're not coming along, you can still help by coming on air about 7:30pm on 7050kHz on lower sideband. Moving to Nelson Radio Club Branch 26, which has its next meeting on Wednesday the 20th of August, starting 7:30pm at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. The evening will involve a pre-loved equipment sale, which Peter ZL2PHS and Barry ZL2BAZ are organising. Goods for sale will be accepted from 6:30pm to 7:15pm, and the club meeting begins at 7:30pm. And finally, Marlborough Amateur Radio Club Branch 22 NZRT has a midwinter luncheon on Sunday, August the 10th at the Argosy Cafe on the main road at Woodburn, starting from 12 noon. Well, that's all for me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 31st of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2014. Good night, everyone. Good night now.